We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits. What's the matter with misfits? That's where we fit in.
A couple of misfits. James Robinson.
You can't call the cops on Santa.
Travis Box.
No wonder Santa lost his mind. We can't do this.
The Island of Misfit Toys with James and Travis on AM 860. The Answer.
We're a couple of misfits. We're a couple of misfits.
This is Timmy's mother. She claims that Timmy refuses to listen or do anything that is expected of him. She wants Santa to put him on the naughty list. This is Timmy. He claims that his mother is overbearing and exaggerating his behavior. He demands to be put on the nice list. What you are about to hear is as real as Santa Claus. The participants are litigants with cases pending in the North Pole. They've agreed to have their cases heard here in Santa's court. Hello, I'm Doug Llewellyn, and this is the case of Terrible Timmy. Santa is now entering the courtroom. Let's see how this goes.
Holly jolly, please rise. The Honorable Santa K. Claus is now presiding.
I know you've been sworn in and I've reviewed your complaints. Now, ma'am, you say Timmy has been disobedient and even sarcastic to you all year?
Yes, Santa. He refuses to do anything I ask him.
Give me an example.
Well, Your Honor, I've asked him to clean his room, or feed the dog, or do the dishes. Nothing more than the simple household chores. Even getting him to do his homework is painful, if he does it at all.
Oh, come on! Santa,
Wait until I address you, young man. Now, ma'am, you submitted a very detailed list of complaints here. I have to be honest. On paper, it's hard to believe that Timmy here could be this naughty.
That's why I was trying to object! There are extenuating circumstances.
Santa will allow it. What do you mean, extenuating circumstances, son? Your mother asks you to clean your room. You clean your room. It's that simple.
But she always demands that I clean my room when I'm trying to do my homework.
Timmy, were you aware that your mother actually filmed one encounter with you?
What?
So you have no idea what's on the video then, correct?
This is an invasion of privacy, a blatant attack on my civil rights. I object, Your Honor.
Overruled, son. The video is of your mother asking you very politely for you to take out the trash. A simple and quick chore. It would take you no more than 3 to 5 minutes. And you quite rudely tell her to do it?
But what isn't on the video is just before. She was screaming at me for no reason. I've been just trying to do my homework, and she just started...
That is a lie, Your Honor.
See? Yelling.
Okay, Santa's heard enough. Timmy, not only have you been disobedient, but you've lied to Santa to his face. You've been very combative to your poor mother and to this court. It is clear to me that you are exactly the type of child that the naughty list was created for. Judgment for the plaintiff. Stocking of coal and time served.
Well, that concludes another episode. And remember, if you find yourself on the wrong list, don't take Santa's law into your own hands. You take it to court.
They're the ugly Christmas sweater no one is willing to wear. The Island of Misfit Toys with James and Travis on AM 860. The Answer.
Nog Life presents Real Men of Christmas.
Real Men of Christmas.
Today we salute you, Mr. Constantly Defending that Die Hard is a Christmas Movie Guy.
Mr. Constantly Defending that Die Hard's a Christmas Movie Guy.
Yes, we know it was set around the holidays and has more Christmas decorations per frame than anything on the Hallmark Channel. And why do we know this? Because you never stop telling us.
I think we've just been Hansplained.
Ask you about Die Hard, they said. It would be fun, they said.
I'd rather run barefoot through Christmas glass.
And just like the top floors of Nakatomi Plaza, you explode with rage at anybody who disagrees with you.
When did Christmas get so fine?
So yippee-ki-yay-yay, Mr. Constantly Defending that Die Hard is a Christmas Movie Guy.
Mr. Constantly Defending that Die Hard's a Christmas Movie Guy.
Drink eggnog responsibly.
just like this string of lights that's all tangled and has a couple of bulbs missing. The Island of Misfit Toys with James and Travis on AM 860. The Answer.
The following is a letter home from U.S. Captain George Montgomery of the 82nd Airborne to his fiancée Arlene from the European Theater, dated June 25th, 1944.
Arlene, my dearest, today is our 20th day in action, yet it seems like years. What has happened to me and my battalion would be scoffed at, even in a 10-cent novel, as being impossible. Why the few of us left alive are alive is something to figure out in church. I've seen as many of my very best friends killed beside me. I just can't believe it is all really happening. I never, in my wildest dreams, knew such terror could grip at your very soul. The business of landing deep in enemy territory and trying to hold a position, assaulted and shelled from four sides until friendly troops break through, is something I hope they never ask me to do again. The night we jumped, D-Day minus 6 hours, was the payoff night. The Jerrys knew our plans down to the last detail and were waiting for us with everything they had. My chute was on fire from tracer bullets when I landed, right in front of a machine gun emplacement. I cut out of my harness and crawled a couple of hours with bullets whistling past my ears, coming from seemingly every direction. I can't tell you what else went on, but the story gets good from here. I hope it won't be too long before I can tell you personally all that has happened. Anyway, God alone brought me safely through this far, of that I'm sure. My darling, I love you more than life itself. I've realized that many times these last 3 weeks when I thought I was going to be killed, and always the regret of missing seeing and marrying you was topmost in my mind. I think I can say my love for you has pretty well been tested. Goodbye for a while, George.
Captain George Montgomery returned home to Iowa after the war and married Arlene in 1946.
So we're not saying they're defective, but
here's your problem. Someone set this thing to evil.
It's Operation Helping Our Heroes with James and Travis.
The following is a Holiday Fight Championship production. Ho, ho, ho.
Silent Fight fans, and welcome once again to Yukon Cornelius Arena for Twas the Fight Before Christmas 23. I'm Bruce Helfberger alongside Joe Mistletogue, here for a real Black Bart beatdown.
You said it, Bruce. Both these fighters are here tonight to prove they are the man of this house.
No, you said it, Joe. Santa Claus is tonight's official, and he's ready to introduce the fighters.
Boys and girls, tonight's match is no holds barred. In this corner, hailing from the most boring neighborhood in the world, his family left him behind. This is his house, and he's going to defend it. A danger to strangers, Kevin McAllister!
Kevin's looking good, Bruce. Freshly showered, hair combed. Is that aftershave I smell?
And in this corner, from Holman, Indiana, in the bunny outfit that makes him look like a pink nightmare, he didn't say fudge, Ralphie Parker!
Rumor has it Ralphie's been drinking Ovaltine and listening to Little Orphan Annie to get ready for this fight.
And it shows. He's got a fire in his eyes that we haven't seen since he took down the yellow-eyed menace, Scott Farkas.
I still have nightmares about those eyes.
And there's the bell. Kevin McAllister comes out swinging, Kevin using every trick he can think of on his opponent.
It's almost like he meticulously planned his attack using common household objects.
Kevin, using tar on the ring, slowed down his opponent and a pile of feathers to obscure his sight. McAllister isn't giving Ralphie any room to mount a defense.
Oh!
Ralphie Parker just took a paint can to the face.
And Ralphie Parker's down. This one may be over.
Wait a minute, Joe. Ralphie's little brother Randy's at ringside. He just handed Ralphie...
Yes, that's an official Red Ryder Carbine Action 200 shot range model air rifle with compass in the stock and a thing that tells the time.
Kevin McAllister looks concerned about this development.
Oh! Oh, he shot his eye out! He shot his eye out!
He did not see that coming.
Well, it's gonna be a great night for Ralphie when he gets that major award.
Nothing celebrates a win like a leg lamp.
And maybe next year, Kevin's family will finally be jailed for child neglect. For Joe Mistletoe, this is Bruce Elfberger saying Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good fight.
Hey, they didn't get all hopped up on eggnog for nothing. It's Operation Helping Our Heroes with James and Travis on AM 860, The Answer.
This is the Vague News Network. We're your anchors. Our top story, earlier today, a major crime was prevented. Our top reporter spoke with police. In other news, there was a fire and the fire department worked hard to put it out. They are now investigating the cause. It was one of the most popular events so far. Thousands of people came from all over the state and enjoyed themselves. Event coordinators say they plan to make next year's event even bigger and better. We're sure looking forward to that. In sports, rumors are running rampant about a big change for the team. So far, no official statement has been made, but we'll keep you posted. Finally today, a very funny video is going viral. If you haven't seen it, we'll post the link on our social media. Your source for news when there's news. Be sure to keep it here for all the latest on the Vague News Network.